Unit 8. All help clean up the city parks. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and complete the sentences.
Conversation 1.
I'd like to work outside.
You can help clean up the city parks.
Conversation 2.
I'd like to help homeless people.
You can give out food at a food bank.
Conversation 3.
I'd like to cheer up sick kids. You could visit them in the hospital.
Conversation 4.
I'd like to help kids with their schoolwork. You could volunteer in an after-school study program.
Activity 2A. A group of students are planning a city parks cleanup day. They are talking about ways to tell people about the cleanup day. Listen and check the things the students are going to do.
Okay, now we need to come up with a plan to tell people about the city park cleanup.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Bob. Let's have lunch first. No, we can't put off making a plan. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.
You're right, Sally. While we talk, I'll write down all our ideas. Then we can decide which ideas are best.
Well, we could put up signs.
That's a good idea.
I'll hand out advertisements after school.
Okay, great. And we could each call up 10 people and ask them to come. Hey, we're coming up with a lot of good ideas, aren't we?
Activity 2B. Listen again and fill in the blanks.
Okay, now we need to come up with a plan to tell people about the city park cleanup.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Bob. Let's have lunch first. No, we can't put off making a plan. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.
You're right, Sally. While we talk, I'll write down all our ideas. Then we can decide which ideas are best.
Well, we could put up signs.
That's a good idea.
I'll hand out advertisements after school.
Okay, great. And we could each call up 10 people and ask them to come. Hey, we're coming up with a lot of good ideas, aren't we?
3A. Read this article about volunteers. Underline the kinds of work the volunteers do. Circle the reasons why they like their work. Being a volunteer is great. Number 77 High School is home to 3 very special young people. Li Huiping, Lan Pei, and Zhu Ming. These 3 students all volunteer their time to help other people. This volunteer work takes each of them several hours a week. So it is a major commitment. Huiping loves to read. And she puts this love to good use by working in the after-school care center at her local elementary school. Here, she helps young children to read. Pei loves animals and plans to study to be a veterinarian when he leaves school. He spends every Saturday morning working in an animal hospital. Ming wants to be a professional singer. He sings for groups of people at the city hospital to cheer them up. Volunteering is great, says Huiping. Not only do I feel good about helping other people, but I get to spend time doing what I love to do. Hay says he has learned more about animals. Ming says he has met some wonderful people at the hospital. The three students plan to set up a student volunteer project at their school. Don't put it off, says Hui Ping. Become a volunteer today. Section B. Activity 2A. Listen and number the pictures 1 through 4 in the correct order.
This morning, I'm talking with a very generous young man, Jimmy the Bike Boy. Jimmy is the boy who fixes up old bikes and gives them away. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, like you said, I find or buy old bikes that nobody wants. Then I fix up the bikes and give them away to kids who don't have enough money to buy their own bikes.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He's always helping people.
Wow, your parents must be proud of you.
I guess so. But now I've run out of money to buy old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some way of getting money or I'll have to stop.
Activity 2B. Listen again and circle T for true or F for false.
This morning, I'm talking with a very generous young man, Jimmy the Bike Boy. Jimmy is the boy who fixes up old bikes and gives them away. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, like you said, I find or buy old bikes that nobody wants. Then I fix up the bikes and give them away to kids who don't have enough money to buy their own bikes.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He's always helping people.
Wow, your parents must be proud of you.
I guess so. But now I've run out of money to buy old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some way of getting money or I'll have to stop.
3A. Read the article and underline all the phrasal verbs. Last week, everyone was trying to cheer up Jimmy the Bike Boy. But this week, Jimmy is happy again. On Monday, he told a radio interviewer that he had run out of money to buy old bikes. He also put up some signs asking for old bikes and called up all his friends and told them about the problem. He even handed out advertisements at a local supermarket. Then he told the teachers at school about his problem. And they set up a call-in center for parents. The strategies that he came up with worked out fine. He now has 16 bikes to fix up and give away to children who don't have bikes. Reading.
I'll send you a photo of Lucky. Dear Miss Lee, I'd like to thank you for sending money to Animal Helpers, an organization set up to help disabled people. For sure, you have helped make it possible for me to have Lucky, who has filled my life with pleasure. Let me tell you my story. Being blind, deaf, unable to walk, or use your hands easily is something that most people cannot imagine. But there are many people who face these challenges, and I am one of them. Because I can't use my arms or legs well, normal things like answering the telephone, opening and shutting doors, or carrying things have always been difficult for me. Then, one day last year, a friend of mine said that she would like to help me out. She said she would talk to animal helpers to see if it would be possible for me to get a specially trained dog. She also thought a dog might cheer me up. I told her that I love animals and that I'd love to have a dog. After 6 months of training with a dog at Animal Helpers, I was able to bring him home. My dog's name is Lucky. A good name for him, because I feel very lucky to have him. You see, I'm only able to have a dog helper because of your kind donation. How does Lucky help me, you might ask? Well, he has been trained to understand different instructions. For example, I say, "Lucky, fetch my book," and he does it at once. He is very clever and understands many English words, even some difficult ones like upstairs. Lucky is an amazing dog. I'll send you a photo of him if you like. And I could show you how he helps me too one day. And so I thank you again for supporting Animal Helpers. It is very important that this organization does not run out of money. Your donation is greatly appreciated. And the money is well used to help disabled people like me. Best wishes, Liz Smith.